Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Jake Baldwin with you guys here on The Fan. 1 hour down, 3 to go. Talked a little bit about it last segment. Matthew Stafford, officially a L.A. Ram. It's something. He's there. I don't think anybody's really all that shocked by this move. Apparently Dom is shocked by this move. You're the only person I heard that was shocked to hear that he went back to the Rams, by the way.
I guess I haven't been in the loop. This is a weird time for sports with me because I kind of like... incompletely phased out of reality because I'm so tired from the football, from calling high school football games to covering college and then being on Sundays. Used to be with you, won't be going forward. Thankfully for you, sadly for me, not gonna deal with somebody else. But like,
probably be Anthony Alliant. You'll be all right.
Oh yeah, I'll be fine. I'll get the mess with him. Once the football season like officially ends, I'm like kind of lost. Like I don't know what to do with my hands, and so like. I guess I'm not in the loop. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, obviously he threw out the idea that like, okay, the Rams are going to let me explore offers. They're going to let my agent explore offers with other teams and see where that leads us. But I think the sort of end result that we always got back to was the fact that this was just a ploy to get more money. Like this is to make sure that Stafford could go out there. He could look at teams and be like, you see where the quarterback market is right now? These teams would be willing to pay me the $50 million that I'm asking to be paid. And I'm also willing to take less money from you. I'm just going to go prove a point, which apparently he did. The Raiders, the Giants both reached out. We're in the $90 million to $100 million range, according to reports. And then he went back to the Rams and said, okay, here it is. Now pay me. And they said, okay, done deal. It was the way it always played out in my head.
I don't know how if it's true or not. I just saw a report on X. I don't know how true it is. That the Steelers apparently reached out. Matthew Stafford said he didn't want to go to Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I don't know. That's interesting. Because like would New York makes sense to me just because you'd be in the spotlight. And that's sort of where him and Kelly would probably thrive. Like Las Vegas, I guess you're sort of in the spotlight too. But they're not in a position to win. I think more people would have an easier time arguing that the Steelers, not me, but other people, would have a time arguing the Steelers are just a quarterback away compared to teams like the Raiders and the Giants. I mean, I agree they're closer than that, but they're not just a quarterback away. I don't know. That's interesting that if that is actually true, if that report came to fruition, that's the team you're denying?
If you,
like, that's not that bad.
If you put like Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes on the Raiders, New York, or in Pittsburgh... they compete with the Steelers in the AFC Championship game. If you go to the other ones, they may not. Like, if you put one of the best quarterbacks in the game on that team, I don't know how far they're going.
Hey, on what team are you saying?
The Raiders, and then yeah. What was it, the Jets or the Giants? Yeah, the Giants. I don't know how far they're going, but if you put them in Pittsburgh, they'll win 10 games and then lose the last four and then fall into the playoffs.
Yeah, like, they'll get in. Like, that team is good enough to the point where they get in, yes. again, weird if that's true for Matthew Stafford to throw that one out there.
It is weird, but I'm thinking maybe weather related.
But New York?
Yeah, but it's New York.
Yeah, right.
It's like, we get to live in the city. You know, we have our pick of all the schools and all the boroughs, and we could even live in New Jersey. Like, you know, it's like there's so many possibilities. It's like Pittsburgh. It's like, oh, let's move the Moon Township. You know, it's like, oh, let's move the Beaver. Like, it's not as like enticing. It's cold there.
Yeah,
it's again, a steel town. It's not glamorous.
As much as people would like to hate it, you can draw the comparison Pittsburgh to Cleveland, city wise, yeah, very similar in that sense of like, yeah, you're playing in the cold, and there's not a ton around it the way that there is for a New York and LA, a Las Vegas. That stuff obviously carries more.
And I think coaching might have to do with it too. You have an old school run the darn ball, play tough defense. And Tomlin, I wouldn't want to go there if I'm a quarterback in the late stages of my career that can sling the ball. I mean, in New York with the Giants, you have a coach where he's a quarterback guru. I'd want to play for him. And I can't remember who the coach of the Raiders is right now.
It's Pete Carroll.
I mean, it's Pete Carroll.
Yeah.
So it makes sense.
You could make that same argument for Tomlin, but yeah. I don't know. It's an interesting spot. I just think now if you see this situation play out, right, and you're the Browns, and as a Browns fan, I don't know how much we are putting into Matthew Stafford truly as somebody who you're going to really consider was ever going to be here. And the fact that you had to pay him $50 million, I think more people drew questions about what on earth are you going to do to get that money to work, despite Andrew Berry saying, oh, yeah, sure, we'll make it work. Money's not going to be a problem in getting us a quarterback. I don't know that there was really a Cleveland market out there in trying to find a home for Matt Stafford. I think it was more the Kirk Cousins route that makes it interesting. But at the end of the day, it is one name off the board. Right? And I think the veteran quarterback class of guys that you'll look at and fans will be at least somewhat sold on as potentially being a quarterback that could lead you further. Stafford was definitely kind of the top echelon of those guys. And it's gone down now one quarterback. So if you sit there and take a look at the quarterbacks who are available, veteran quarterbacks who you would feel comfortable playing, I think Justin Fields is in that conversation. I would put Daniel Jones in that conversation. I don't think a lot of the fan base would. Sam Darnold, Kirk Cousins, Russell Wilson, and you sort of top out. That's it. Yeah, the landing spots have gone down to sort of four quarterbacks, five quarterbacks. There's not a long list of guys that you're going to sit there and be confident in trying to now pursue. That list just gets one guy shorter, right? We heard Terry Fontenot, the GM for the Falcons, lay out a report that was probably completely bogus, and I don't believe it, but he said, we're going to pay Kirk Cousins his bonus, and we're going to keep him here. Again, little belief from me, but if that ends up being true, you take him off the board. I think Russell Wilson would probably elect to play in a couple of the other markets. I think a couple of the other markets, not even from a roster building standpoint, but from a front office standpoint and ownership standpoint, and the fact of just where they're located, are more interesting to a lot of these free agent targets than Cleveland is. You can't tell me you wouldn't think Russell Wilson would rather play in Vegas or New York than in Cleveland, Ohio. I think hands down he'd rather be in one of those spots. Kirk Cousins is the one that's interesting. Justin Fields, you could probably toss up either way. And Sam Darnold, I don't know that the money is realistic to even go get Sam Darnold. It's the same thing. You have the same concerns sitting there just waiting. A couple of these guys are going to get poached somewhere else too, especially if that's what they elect to do. If the Browns don't want to go after a Russell Wilson, or they don't want to go after a Sam Darnold, you're going to watch these names. And again, the list dwindles and dwindles. And at the end of the day, it takes one. It takes one quarterback that you have to go out and you have to sign. And if there's one guy left and you sign one guy, sure, that possibility is there. But your lists just go down. Your options, your opportunities go down to find someone who could be an answer. And really, out of guys you're confident in, and are willing to pay the money that they're worth? Like, okay, Sam Darnold's then out of the conversation. Russell Wilson might very well is now the contract's going to have to be paid to actually get Russell Wilson. It's not the Steelers' $1 million bargain deal. Do you really want to pay the money to have Russ be your quarterback? I don't know that you even want that. So it's Kirk Cousins, maybe Justin Fields, a Daniel Jones, guys you can get on the cheap who are legitimate starting options. Again, very quickly, just through a conversation between me and you within the last 4 minutes, I've dwindled you from having like six potential veteran options all the way down to just about three. And there's teams who need quarterbacks. There's options that have to be figured out. I mean, there's at least four teams off the top of your head that you can point to are very quarterback needy and are not going to stop with not either taking one at the top of the draft or finding a veteran and potentially both. And there's three veteran quarterbacks and two guys at the top of the draft. Five quarterbacks to go around between four teams and one team at least going to ride on the double. I would need a veteran guy to step in and I need a rookie to go behind him. There you're in. And we didn't even talk about the Steelers in that mix who could very well just keep Justin Fields. So add another team. Again, five quarterbacks, five teams. It's not likely that one ends up on every single team. One of these teams are going to be the odd guy out. You're going to have to find something. And the options dwindle. And if I'm sitting here as a Browns fan, I'm less confident the day that Matthew Stafford's off the board. Not even because I expected him to go to Cleveland. Not because I even expected him to leave LA, but because that opportunity, that chance was out there. Matt Stafford could have ended up in New York. Okay, that takes out the idea that they draft Shedeur Sanders or Cam Ward. That takes out the idea of you know them trading up, most likely, because you're going to stick with Stafford. And it also takes them out of the running for a couple of those other guys. Sure, the Rams now enter their name in the conversation, but Aaron Rodgers is probably who would end up in LA. There's probably more to that than anything else. And you know Rodgers ain't coming to Cleveland. We don't even have to name him. That's not an option. He's not coming here. I just think that the confidence in getting a veteran quarterback has to go down with the more guys that come off the list. And the pressure intensifies, not just on you listening, me sitting here talking, not just on being a fan and being worried about what they're going to do, but the pressure intensifies on Andrew Berry and it intensifies on Kevin Stefanski. You're not just going to be able to take one of these guys at the top of the draft, plug them and play them. That doesn't feel like the answer to the problem that's ahead. It feels a lot more like you could legitimately just put yourself into a deep hole here, right? You're going to have to find something out, Andrew Berry. You're going to have to find something out, Kevin. You're going to have to do it sooner than later. And the veterans are going to fly faster than you think. You can't just continue to hold out hope for Kirk Cousins. You got to get on track some way, somehow. Mary Kay Cabot was on with Nick and JP earlier on today. And I just talked about the impact Stafford plays, not only on the Brown situation, but sort of re-echoing what it means across the league.
Well, I don't know if it impacts their veteran quarterback pursuit all that much, because I don't think that he was really on the front burner for them or a very realistic possibility. But what it might change a little bit is the top of the draft. It might change the strategy for a team like the Raiders, who might decide that they want to trade up for a quarterback, or a team like the Giants, who might decide that they want to go up to number one for a quarterback. So that's where I think it changes things in teams that know that they're not now are not going to have him.
There it is. For everybody who's saying you don't want a quarterback at the top of the class, you should have been begging, you should have been hoping that Stafford ended up on one of those two teams between the Raiders and Giants, who are the two biggest inquirers about Matthew Stafford. Again, veteran quarterbacks flying off the board, even with a guy just returning, it makes it a lot more dangerous that somebody that you could want, that you desire, could be off the board. If you want Shedeur and the Giants straight up, Shedeur could be gone. And you don't have a ability to play into that. Would have been a lot easier had Matthew Stafford just gone there. But now this is the reality we live in. Again, 216-474-0092. Are you feeling less confident in the Browns' veteran options with Matthew Stafford now officially off the board? Plus, Combine Chaos. Comes your way in 5 minutes. It's Jake Volnick with you guys right here on The Fan. Hit me. Hit me. Combine chaos coming up here real shortly. But before we get to it, I want to remind you, Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima's extend their show at Emerging Podcast Scene every Tuesday and Thursday at 10:15. Listen live on the 92.3 The Fan Extra Channel on the Odyssey app and 92.3thefan.com, presented by Extend Technologies, or check out every single archived episode. A lot to get to, including the fact that these 2 days have been filled with nothing but comments being launched back and forth between reporters and draftees coming up in April. And I just want to make sure that we get to the best of that. I want to make sure that you get the latest news and the latest sound bites that you could possibly get to. So with that, let's get to Combine Chaos.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
All right. It is going to be a sound-filled segment, which you're going to hear a lot, because quarterbacks spoke today, and quarterbacks are the theme of everything that's going on right now. Let's start off. Cam Ward laying it to you flat. Why I'm the best quarterback.
The tape says everything, I believe, and I'm honest to that. But I think just what separates me from everybody is the way I approach it, the mindset that I have going into the field each and every game. And so I just think it shows, you know, the work that I'm willing to put in.
Does the tape really show Cam Ward's the best quarterback? I don't know. Like, I don't think it's so clear-cut. Everyone talks about this sort of quiet confidence that Cam Ward just walks around with. I don't know, though, that it's just so cut and dry that... Yeah, just let the tape show for it. Like, that's what every quarterback at the top of the draft says. I'm going to let the tape speak for itself. It's the reason that both guys threw out Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders on why they're not going to throw at the combine. Like, okay. Sure, everybody else's tape speaks for itself, too. I just don't know. I'm not sold on Cam Ward being the solidified best guy at the top. He's in that conversation. I kind of like the outward confidence, at least, though. At least to show me a little something. He also spoke about his time going and meeting with the Cleveland Browns.
It went real good. Being able to meet with the GM, finally meet the quarterbacks coach in person, the OC as well. They do an unbelievable job on offense, getting people open. They got an unbelievable offensive line. Jerry Jeudy's one of the best receivers in the league. So, you know, if I'm hoping to go there, I know it'll work out good.
I feel like it's kind of fake. Maybe this is me. This could definitely be a me thing, by the way. I want you to use the names. I want you to use guys' names. Ah, yeah, man, I got to go speak. The GM was there. The head coach was there. That offensive line coach was there. The quarterback's coach. We talked to the guys. They got a good offensive line. Oh, and Jerry Jeudy. Could you rattle off a couple of those guys? Did you actually meet with them? Did you retain their name? Do you take them seriously? Did you like what you had in your meeting? The fact that you didn't even name one. Yeah, we got to talk to their GM. You don't know the guy who could be drafting you? Like, I get it. You're probably meeting with a lot of teams because you're among the top of the draft. You're probably not just meeting with, like, three teams. I'm sure there's a handful of them, if not just about every single one, throwing out an interview to you. But can I just, please, a little bit, just a tiny bit, can somebody throw me something where you just give me a name? It's just going to make me feel better because now if they draft him, I'm going to go, this guy didn't even know who Andrew Berry was. He said, you're going to be the guy that's going to draft me? Name, in one ear, out the other. Don't care. Cam Ward did not impress me in sitting up at the press conference today. Sitting at the podium, did not do it. Again, maybe I'm just being really nitpicky. And I'll say that's possible. I'm not going to tell you that's a false. I'd like you to use a name. Let's get to the other quarterback. At the top of the draft, though, Shador Sanders thinks that he can maybe be a difference maker in the NFL.
I've been through six different OCs, you know, so I'm able to adjust to any offense in every scheme and make it work. We went from Jackson State to Colorado and changed two programs back to back. So you don't think I could come to an NFL franchise and change a program again?
No. Wait, hold on. Like, why is this? I changed two college programs. Okay, one of them was Jackson State, it's an HBCU, but you were clearly miles above the talent that they were regularly bringing in. So I'm not surprised you did that. And then Colorado, which was, I think, widely considered one of the worst FBS programs, right? Like, there just wasn't a lot of success, especially in the years where you were brought in. And did you really turn it around? Like, you won four games the first year, and then Dion, just by recruiting people in, sort of got you up to eight. And you didn't make the playoffs. You put it on the right track. I don't know if we're going turning around. Also, can we just talk about the guys who turned around college programs? Kellen Moore, quote-unquote, turned around Boise State. Like, they were an okay program under Kellen Moore. Boise State looked really good. Kellen Moore was not a good NFL quarterback. It's very simple. There's really good college quarterbacks. Johnny Manziel, not that Texas A&M needed turned around, but he definitely made them very competitive. A lot of people thought Texas A&M and Johnny Manziel could pan out. A lot of people also thought Johnny Manziel wouldn't pan out. And Johnny Manziel on an NFL football field was horrendous. That's not enough for me. I don't like that. You don't cite that, Shador. Okay? I think overall you did pretty good today, but don't cite that one. I don't like that. Just because you do it in college doesn't mean that it translates to the NFL. Maybe I'm considered one of the folks doubting him, but he addressed those people that are doubting his ability. Here's what Shador had to say.
When people say I'm not, you know, one of the top quarterbacks or the top quarterback, is what are y'all going based off of? Because I did it year after year after year, and you see the progression. Obviously, it got to be some type of external hate that you have for the family, for the last name, for anything, because I know I proved myself on the field.
I kind of like this one out of Shador, I'm not going to lie. I feel like a lot of the hate that he does get just comes back to the fact of, as he points out, the last name. Like, people are like, ah, it's Deion's kid. I feel like that's where half the hate is for Shador Sanders. If you just go and isolate the tape, I don't think he looks that bad. He looks pretty good to me, definitely among the top. I don't look at his tape versus Cam Ward's and go, wow, miles different. I mean, just throw it out the window. Shador Sanders has no chance at being an NFL quarterback. And people are putting him out there. It's like, he's a third-round talent in my book. Okay, who are you, Dan 57943 on Twitter? Like, what is happening here? I don't care if he's in the third round in your book. Again, a lot of the hate for me just comes off of him being Deion's kid, and I don't love that. I don't love that at all. So I kind of like Deion, it's Shador just coming out there and sort of laying it on the line, being the guy to say absolutely not. Last one from Shador Sanders. Basically, if you're trying to instill a culture change, Shador feels like he's your guy.
If you ain't trying to change the franchise or the culture, don't give it. So you should know history repeats itself over and over and over, and I've done it over and over and over, so it should be no question why an NFL franchise should pick me.
Again, it kind of circles back to you did it in college, and being a culture changer is just a little bit different. It's got a different connotation to me. And by the way, I don't know that Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry love that line, because they feel like they've established a good culture as it is. Now, you and I might disagree with that sentiment, but they definitely don't. They feel like there's a culture in that locker room, and they're not really looking for a culture change necessarily. So I don't know that they love that. A guy who's not going to be trying to change cultures, Jalen Milroe. Here's what Milroe had to say on that idea.
It's all about opportunity. I'm not someone to try to be a savior. I'm someone that's just trying to better a program as a whole. And so it's all about opportunity, and I would love to seize that opportunity as well and grow as a player. The biggest thing as a player, be better than you were the day before and try to strive for greatness. Climbing a mountain ain't easy, but when you get to the top of the mountain, you'll learn so many things when it comes to adversity, when it comes to hardship. And so I had all that throughout my journey as a player, and so I'm just looking to lead, or looking to grow as a player and be better than I was this past season.
Man, it is a PR staple answer there. There's PR people around the nation looking at that going, wow, that's a good answer right there. I love that. And you know what? The Browns are the head of the PR masterclass, so I'm sure they are salivating at what just came out of the mouth of Jalen Milroe. Also, I think they like that. I think they love the idea that, oh, I'm not trying to change the culture somewhere. I'm trying to come in and fit and be what you need me to be. I don't need to be the game changer. I need to fit into the system that you want to play. I might have won some brownie points over with those two guys. They might be looking at Milroe at 33 thinking, that might be our guy. That statement like that, he's basically already set up to be in Cleveland. We like that. We like it a lot. I think that might be a possibility. He definitely just took a step up in the ranks of how the Browns are going to view him. Let's stick with Jalen Milroe. Obviously, previously with Tommy Rees, he talked about the idea of rekindling that relationship.
You know, that would definitely be great. You know, me and Coach Rees had a great relationship while he was at Alabama. My first year starting, he's my first offensive coordinator. And that would have been outstanding to, you know, be able to play under him again and do a lot of special things.
I feel like that's just, why wouldn't you? Right? That one's kind of straightforward. Obviously, you would love to match back up with Tommy Rees. It's the best you've ever looked in your career. Yeah, you tell me you don't want to be there, then I'd be concerned. I would be worried if you said, I liked working with Tommy, but I don't know if that's the route I want to go back down. And obviously, it's never going to come out of his mouth. Again, that's sort of just a PR masterclass. It was a very simple answer, got to the point, but it was okay because I liked it. I liked it a lot. All right, Buckeyes faithful, tap in. Will Howard speaking on what he can hope to be for a team that would draft him.
Can be that guy for a team. I truly believe that. You know, I think I showed it as the season went on this year. You know, it's not always going to be perfect. And, you know, I think I was able to show, you know, through the times of adversity and bouncing back from that, that I was able to, you know, not let things get to me. You know, I was able to make elite throws and make decisions when the lights were the brightest. You know, I just hope that there's a team out there that, you know, falls in love with me. And, you know, I still have that chip on my shoulder, man. I'm always going to have that. You know, I love being kind of the underdog and kind of coming from behind. And I think that's, you know, that's where I thrive. And where I
want to
be.
I don't know that Will Howard's actually going to be the guy, right? I would warn you very much against that in that line of thinking. He's going to be a really good backup. That's my eyes. But, again, correct answer. I don't hear anything phony coming out of Will Howard. You hope you can be that guy, and I'm sure he does. And the fact that he's carrying a second to third round grade right now, he should have that confidence, and that should be the belief he has coming through and being drafted. So I think I kind of like it. I think I kind of like the route that he went down there. What Buckeyes fans might want to then tune out for, the Browns had a meeting with Syracuse quarterback, former Ohio State Buckeye, Kyle McCord. Here's what he had to say on Meeting with the Browns.
Oh, did I meet with the Browns?
Yeah.
I did, yeah.
Okay.
Kyle.
Yeah.
Come on, bro.
So that was the first time I think I met Stefanski was at the Shrine Bowl in Dallas. So it's cool kind of catching up with somebody who is an NFL coach but also grew up in kind of the same background that you did. So it was a cool conversation. We went on for about 15, 20 minutes.
An elongated conversation between Kyle McCord and Kevin Stefanski. Is he winning him over already? Wouldn't Buckeyes and Browns fans love that? Seriously, though, maybe kind of an underrated quarterback. I don't know that the Browns are really looking for a quarterback, though, as deep as Kyle McCord. But if you're willing to take two, if you really wanted to draft two, which I don't think they are, but if they wanted to, might be a guy in there. You might have a little bit extra that's untapped. He showed a lot of growth just going from Ohio State to Syracuse. So I think one more year couldn't necessarily hurt. And that'll do it for Combine Chaos. We might do it again on Monday. There's going to be a lot of people talking across the weekend. You're still going to get to what offensive linemen still have to speak. And we didn't even touch on running backs and wide receivers. Didn't even touch on them. We'll see if we get there Monday. Depends how things pan out. But if we do, you can expect it sometime probably maybe late in the 8 o'clock hour. That's probably where we would stick it around. But coming up in about 20 minutes, as we always do, get a grip. But right now, 216-474-0092. Did what you just heard out of Shedeur Sanders win you over from his thoughts on the combine and everything that he said? You can also get to me on X at Volnick Jake, VULINEC Jake. It is Jake Volnick with you guys right here on The Fan.
So you should know history repeats itself over and over and over. And I've done it over and over and over. So it should be no question why an NFL franchise should pick me.
That was Shedeur Sanders today at the Combine. Jake Volnick with you guys here on The Fan. I don't know. So there was a couple of things that he said that I liked and a couple of things that I didn't like. That one, though, was maybe one that I didn't personally love. I don't think the Browns loved, but I can see the likeness towards it. I don't know that I wouldn't say I didn't love it. I don't love it from the idea of what the Browns want to build and what they're trying to sell, but from what actually needs to be done, I don't hate it. Right? I do kind of like it, because as he talks about trying to be a culture changer, it's somebody to change the culture that's in the building. Yes, I think Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski would sit there and tell you, no, that's not what we want to do. We don't want that to be done right now. I think it's a different conversation, though, when you get into maybe what actually needs to happen, right? After getting into the Deshaun Watson sort of just entirety, the contract debacle in being there, I think a lot of people not being able to rally behind that. And then also Myles Garrett, of course, requesting a trade. I think it's pretty clear and obvious. The Browns need a change in culture. They need something to go different. And they need a different mentality in there. And Shedeur Sanders, for better or worse, is going to bring that. Where a lot of the, it's, okay, can we get past the off-the-field stuff for Deshaun Watson. Yes, that conversation will be there for Shedeur, but in a different way. Deshaun never came in with a confidence right now when he got to Cleveland. There was always a lack of confidence, both on and off the football field. It wasn't just when I watched Deshaun play quarterback, I didn't think that he was confident in standing in the pocket. I didn't think he was confident in throwing the football and the reads that he was making. But even off the field, it never felt Deshaun was confident with himself. It always felt like he had the guard up. And maybe it was the reception he received with the news, which, I mean, you have to expect, right? With everything that went down, you knew it was going to be a 50-50 reception at best, that half the people are going to disagree with it because of everything that happened off the field, and half the people are going to say, yeah, I don't agree with what happened, obviously, but you come play quarterback for me, and maybe we can put it behind us. Shedeur brings what is going to be confidence through the roof. Whereas Deshaun, again, was sort of the, I don't know that he was ever confident. He always felt defensive in the media. He always felt like he was on edge and you were walking on eggshells around him and he could snap at you at any moment. Shedeur is going to be a guy that is just oozing confidence, right? He's going to be a guy who every single question you ask him, there's never going to be a doubt in his ability. Now, whether there should be or not, you can make the argument, but you're never going to have him say, yeah, I just wasn't confident making that throw. Or I don't know what I'm going to become in the NFL. In his mind, it's already made up. He's going to be a superstar. He's going to be somebody that takes over the league, which is a mentality that Cleveland sort of missed since Baker Mayfield. And I don't mean the guy, again, I'm not being a Baker bro. I'm not trying to tell you that Baker was the answer and you should have kept him around. But it was a mentality that, one, I think resonated in a way pretty well with Cleveland fans. Because you loved the idea that he was confident and he was confident in himself and what he was going to bring to the table. But it's also just something that was easy from a leadership standpoint to get behind. And Baker eventually lost the locker room. And I think part of that was probably a relationship with Miles. Part of that was being a Dorsey guy compared to a Barry guy. But you can't argue the fact that when Baker is there, you felt good. You felt like there was a strong leader in the room and a guy who is going to step up to the podium and put out an image for your team that said, I think we can win, and every week when we step on the field, I'm confident we can win. With the Browns last year especially, that was never there. And every time Deshaun went to go speak, that presence was missing. And I think with what you hear, and again, 216-474-0092, I think Shador, in the way that he talked today, probably won over a lot of Browns fans. For that exact reason, that it feels like something you've been missing. You don't want all of the extra off-the-field stuff. We know that we hate that. But with that, you can probably accept it with the idea that it comes with a guy who's going to come in here and know and feel that he should be the guy under center every single week in order to turn this thing around. And a way that, like, Josh Rosen came into the league very confident. Josh Rosen very quickly lost that confidence and how bad that he played. I don't think you're going to get that with Shador. I don't know that you're going to get a guy who, no matter the way he comes out and plays, he's not going to look at it as an opportunity to build on itself. And I don't love him saying he's a culture builder, or the fact that look at what he did while he was at Jackson State and while he looked like what he did while he was at Colorado, because I think the NFL is a very vastly different game than what you're looking at in college football. But he's not wrong. He did do it at those two spots. Every time he went somewhere new, and with it being the fact that he was on dad's team and Deion carried a name that was going to be able to help him recruit and bring in some new guys and a lot of talent that he was
players
going to be able to get there,
word.
Both in the
underrated
transfer portal
champion
and the freshman.
Legend.
He did that in the last
spot
year with Colorado in this most recent season. It just feels
competitor,
some
slithery, MVP,
and be someone that
relentless, tenacious.
Not a lot of people have confidence
Swift
in. To then quickly, I think, turn that around and with name value and having guys around you. Like, you could say, oh, we had Travis Hunter.
Clutch.
I don't think you look right now.
Surgical. Dog.
At the Colorado roster
menace
that they put out last year and say, oh, no doubt, that's an 8.
Gritty. Future.
That is a team that was surrounded with wide receiver talent that Shador was throwing to. You can talk about the fact that maybe that program was helped turn around and they got recruits based on Deion. You can't argue that they weren't the top players in the nation, because they weren't. It was Travis. It was Shador. He had help. I'm not acting like he didn't. But everybody beyond that was an okay piece. Right? If you're going to throw that out as an argument, you have to throw Will Howard playing with Jeremiah Smith, Emeka Buka, Carnell Tate. Just sort of better options overall when you look at what Will Howard had versus what Shador had. And there wasn't a need for culture change. Shador took on a bigger task and a bigger weight on his shoulders in that idea. And there is something to playing for a big program, playing for Ohio State, and the pressure that comes with that. It's not a knock on Will Howard. I'm just using him as an example. But there's also a weight on your shoulders for being, okay, it's you and it's dad, it's Deion, and you're supposed to be carrying what is supposed to be a very strong program. You're doing things against the grain. You're letting guys throw their social media handles on the back of their practice jerseys. That way, when videos come out, they know where they can find them. Right? You're doing things that most colleges had not allowed up to that point. There's a weight to that. There's a weight to being Deion's kid. And in the media pressure that comes along with it. And the fact that every time you don't win, you know there's negative scrutiny. And he's handled that, I think, in a better way than a lot of guys would. He's managed to maintain the confidence. And sure, maybe a little bit of a diva, right? There is a bit of a diva aspect to him. But not really the negative sides of the diva. Like, yeah, he'll tell you, well, just look at my cleats. I think I know where I'm going to play when he goes and wears Giants cleats. There's a diva aspect to that. But not in I make everything about myself. If the team does badly, I push it on to them. It's not that kind of diva mentality. It's more so just, I'm going to be a guy that's going to be in the media, and you're going to have to live with that. And that might be a turnoff for Browns fans, but the way he spoke today, I think is something that Browns fans are going to resonate with a lot. 216-474-0092. How do you feel after hearing Shador speak today? Let's go out to the phones. Let's talk to Jeffrey. Jeffrey, how's it going?
Hey, you know, Shador, he make it sound like the NFL is going to be easy work, man. You know? He make it sound like whatever team he goes to, he's going to change the culture, and it's going to be easy work. I think Kev would make it easier for Shador if he comes to the Browns. Go Browns.
All right, I appreciate the call, Jeffrey. I don't know that he's making it sound like it's easy. I think that's a confidence, though. And again, I'll be open with it. Like, I like Shador. He's the guy that's sitting atop my quarterback big board, right? But I can sit here and disagree with things that he says. I don't think that's a thing where he says, I'm going to do it, I'm going to make it look easy. I think that's a lot more has to do with, I have confidence that it's going to get done, and I know that I can put in the work to get it done. I've always been able to. I've been there, I've done that. We're just doing it at a different level, at a bigger stage, but I know after growing up with my dad that I'm capable of doing it. Again, I don't mistake a guy with a lot of confidence for a guy who thinks that things are going to be easy. It's confidence in his abilities, I think, more so than just sort of an ignorance or an arrogance to him. And for anybody doubting Shador, he went through and he's addressed that several times. He also went through and addressed that when he was at the Combine. Here's Shador Sanders on the folks that are doubting what he can bring to the table.
When people say I'm not, you know, one of the top quarterbacks or the top quarterback, is what are y'all going based off of? Because I did it year after year after year, and you see the progression. Obviously, it got to be some type of external hate that you have for the family, for the last name, for anything, because I know I proved myself on the field.
Again, he's gone through and done the things. I think this is something you've been missing. Just to rehash the idea, as a Browns fan, is this not something you feel like the Browns have been missing? A player with a little bit of an attitude to them. Everybody seems so PR, stuck up, stuck in their ways, not willing to go against the grain. The one thing that I might like out of Shador Sanders is the fact that that's not going to happen. You're not going to have to deal with that. Shador's going to tell you what's on his mind and what the truth is, and he's going to come out with the confidence. And that might rub some people the wrong way. I think in an NFL locker room, that carries you a different way. That carries you in a way that you are much more respected and at least looked at as a leader. I'm going to lead you to the promised land. That's what Shador sounds like to me. Let's go back out to the phones. Let's talk to Tyrese. What's going on, Tyrese?
Yeah, earlier in the show, like maybe around 3 o'clock, somebody mentioned how Baker is like the shadow of Shador or whatever. I'm not sure how it was mentioned, but it was towards that type of, like, you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
So, like, it was also mentioned someone said no to taking basically Baker again, a.k.a. Shador, in the draft. And I feel like that's something that, like, I wouldn't pass on again. You know, Baker, he left, you know, on a bad note for sure, but that's because he was kind of immature and young and think he's Superman, you know?
Right.
But in this case, Shador, he sees other people's mistakes. You know, I feel like he's trying to take other people's mistakes in consideration when it comes to his career as well. So knowing Shador is a mature version of Baker right now, I'll say, we should take that guy right now. Make sure that he is like appreciate it here, knowing that no matter what, we're gonna let him go unless he do some stupid BS. You know.
And I don't think that's what Shador does. And Tyrese, I appreciate the call. I just don't think that's what Shador is really known for. Like, he, as much as media presence he's had, everything off the field has been kept completely fine. He's had no issues. Just people don't like who his dad is, and people don't like what the media attention that comes with it. I kind of like the swagger to him. All right, coming up at 9 o'clock, as we always do, get a grip. Still 2 hours to go. It's Jake Volnick with you guys on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.